B-Pod Studios.
Everybody, welcome to Checkpoint Daily on this beautiful, wonderful Wednesday. We are here to bring you the hottest in gaming and esports news. I am your host, Norris Howard, joined alongside Chad Callahan. Chad, how are you?
You know what? Today, I feel better than the past 2 days. I've been feeling like
you've been seeming real low energy.
I think Monday hit me hard. I was up streaming on Sunday real late, and then I think I did it again on Monday. So I kept doing these like screw myself up in the mornings, drink some coffee at night, screw myself up in the morning. And it was just,
what are you doing to yourself?
I know. I need to stop doing it. I did it last night, but somehow I gained, you know, maybe it's because I didn't have to be here as early.
Right.
That's what it was.
That's interesting. I don't remember you being 16. That's interesting that you'd still be doing that to yourself.
Anyway, the other voice you hear is none other than Callie Sloan, approaching very quickly to no longer being a Sloan, but a Scales.
Oh, God. We're 9 days away. Nine days from the wedding.
9 days away from the wedding. So, you know, first of all, I'm not invited, but I'm definitely crashing. It is what it
is.
We'll
all crash.
We're crashing.
Right, great.
And so,
it's
be prepared.
Very illegal.
I don't care. I don't Kelly, the laws, that's abstract as a concept. Nobody cares.
Fake news.
Okay, well, clearly no one does care anymore.
Anyway.
So listen, the state of Michigan Supreme Court basically shut down the governor at this point, so who cares anymore?
But listen.
We're all going to die.
Listen, man. All I'm saying is our governor is a badass.
She is.
And you could try to kidnap her, but you know what I'm saying? We got Big Gretch's back, flat out.
Yeah.
Anyway, we had a really interesting segment yesterday where we polled our staff here on some very, very interesting ballot initiatives in terms of, you know, what would gamers really like for legislation, sort of, you know.
What are your proposals?
Pie in
the ballot proposals.
Ballot proposals. And we put it out into the public, and the public hath spoken. Okay?
They doth spake.
Is that a word?
I don't know. Maybe.
Okay, I was just curious.
Whatever.
I thought maybe I was
And so I just wanted to go over the results because this is now gamer law. I don't care what anybody says. This is what the reality is now.
It has been sent to the president, who apparently was able to be roused from COVID long enough to sign it.
That's right. And so the Game Pass xCloud combo is now the best value in gaming, but Bethesda and Fallout series are effectively canceled. That is passed with a margin of 56%. To 43%.
People passing the death of Bethesda.
Yep. So clearly that's something $7 billion Microsoft just spent. That's not even what their fans want. They don't care.
I guess it ends up being money well spent anyway because Game Pass does so well, but what are you going to do? All
exactly.
Right. Call me surprised on that one. I thought that one would fail.
I am also surprised by that one. Our next initiative was college esports becomes widespread and successfully brings in millions for universities, but college players are banned from pro play 2 years after they leave college, and pro players can never go back to school. That has been voted down 75% to 25.
I'm happy about that one. That one I was glad to see people rally behind.
So
three in every four.
Yeah.
Three in every four say no to that one. And you know why? It's because it sounds a little too much like the NCAA.
It's too aggressive.
Yes. Too aggressive.
You want to talk about like organizations with the worst approval rating in the country. IRS,
Comcast,
EA, NCAA, Comcast.
Yeah.
Like, those have got to be, like, the unholy horsemen.
That's why they went from Comcast to Xfinity.
Yeah, correct.
We know who you are.
Yeah, we know.
We're not stupid. Anyway, so that was voted down almost. I mean, that's a referendum on that one.
Yeah, 75% is rough.
This one was a little close, like our first initiative. It's mandated that game development companies can no longer crunch or face massive fines.
Right.
But AAA titles now cost $90, and Rockstar, EA, and CD Projekt Red are banned from making games.
Was my amendment included in that one? Was Scales amendment attached to that?
It was.
Okay, so in addition, SAG-AFTRA employees are treated, have their rights basically outlined in stone, and it is way better.
Now, what do you think? Chad, you
know.
I know you know, but Callie, do you think this passed or failed?
You see, I'd like to think that it passed because I feel like people out there, I feel like this industry, gamers and fans, they're to the point where on a ballot initiative that has no actual functional power, so their vote doesn't really mean a whole lot, they would say yes, but when it comes to actually spending the money in their wallet, they would still say no.
Can I say that this one had the most votes?
The most votes.
I think it passed.
It did not.
Oh!
53% to 46%. It did not pass.
Oh, you scumbags. Even on a fake poll, you can't stand up to the people.
I'm serious. I think people care about their pocketbooks more than other human beings. Flat out.
Oh.
It's what we hear every year about taxes. People love talking about all this stuff they want to make society better, but you tell them that taxes gonna go up to do it, they don't want it. Oh. So This is that plan out.
I got
to
stop giving people so much credit.
Yes, you do. You absolutely should
stop
doing
that. I had
hopes
for the college thing, and then I saw that.
And another massive margin, Steam and Microsoft joined forces for a new PC-only studio that creates amazing titles. Each game requires the purchase of a season pass and only can be played on PC. Chad, I think
everybody agreed
with you on that one. They said no. By a lot, 75 to 25.
I think, I don't know if they heard what I had to say. Probably not. They probably just read it and was just like, yeah, nah.
They saw a lot of people, season pass and said no.
Well, yeah. I think there's that, and I think a lot of people say Steam and Microsoft, that's just too big.
Yeah.
It's too big.
Yeah.
We don't want it.
No one wants that monopoly. It would be like at the end of the day if Sony and Nintendo did say that they were merging into one company.
God.
Oh yeah, exactly.
We don't want that.
You just go, I don't want that.
Yeah. And the last ballot initiative, PlayStation Plus offers a free game of your choice every month to its members. It costs $30 a month. PlayStation Now is shuttered and only PS5 games are available to choose from. Vote it down, 66 to 33.
That shocks
me. Two-thirds did not want this.
Me.
I think $30 a month is too much for people.
It is.
It is, except like that's $30 also off a game every
month.
Here's
the problem with that, though, and I think it comes down to the Hulu, Netflix, Disney Plus crap.
Yeah.
Subscription fatigue.
Subscription fatigue. Another $30 I have to die guaranteed coming out of my pocket, whether I like this game or not.
Yeah.
It's hard to say.
Yeah.
I mean, it's different. Like, I understand, like, if you wanted that game and you paid $60 or $70 or $80 or whatever it's going to be in the future.
Well, I mean, think of the last time that you played a new game every month of a year. Almost nobody does that.
Even us.
Yeah, and this is our job. Almost nobody does that. So those were the results of our first ballot initiatives. We will be back next Tuesday with a different set of questions. I'm not going to say if they're ballot initiatives or not, but we will have a new poll for you guys next Tuesday.
And eventually, we will be electing our cabinet as well.
That is right. So stay tuned for that. But we definitely want to get into some news for today. And one of the big forms of news that came out is obviously Apple did a massive, massive, massive iPhone 12 reveal stream where they talk. First of all, I like the fact that it's the boxy iPhone again. I don't know. I like the flat side iPhone. I like it.
I like
so
curves.
I've never owned an iPhone. I've owned an iPod. That's my only Apple product I've ever owned. It was a gift.
Yeah.
And I hate it.
Yeah.
I hated having to do iTunes. I hated everything about it, and I sat there just so confused trying to figure out how is this platform still around?
Because it's great. It is.
It's
great.
It's stupid user-friendly.
It's
great. The problem
is
that you get sucked into the system of this goes to my iPad, this goes to my PC or Mac at this point.
Right.
It's too easy, and the one thing that I struggled with when I had Samsung, because I went from Samsung to iPhone begrudgingly at the time, is that it felt such like it was such an easy transfer.
Yeah.
Where going back,
no, it's a nightmare.
It was always, but I don't know if that's an Apple problem or an Android problem.
It's an everyone problem.
Probably.
But the thing is, Apple continues to win because of ease of use, user friendliness.
Yeah.
I mean, a moron could use an iPhone.
Like, I guess. Okay.
Parents who are
Except
older.
I can't. Yeah. Like, what, I feel like every time, like, Sarah will, like, hand me her phone, or sorry, Rob will hand me his phone,
mm-hmm.
and it's because it's the same app, like, well, it'd be like DoorDash or something, yeah. right? And I'm like, how do I go back?
What? There's a back arrow.
Ah, sure.
Yeah, it's theoretically. Obvious.
It's right there. It's on the screen.
It doesn't
like,
work.
Top, I don't even like left. iOS, but
top
no, left.
I can't ever figure out the stupid
Either
iPhone
way,
apps.
They also announced in a major win that League of Legends Wild Rift is coming to iOS.
Wow.
I'm sorry. This is a big win for iOS.
Now, those who don't know what Wild Rift is, it is the PC League of Legends game, not ported.
This nope.
It is not a port. They recoded the game from scratch to run on mobile.
Which means that it is optimized. Yep. It won't take you 50 years to load into a game.
Yep.
Games are faster.
Yep.
And we hope that the particle effects are better.
Well, and frankly, the controls work way better.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it actually does work when you play it. Because it's been on Android for a minute now. I think in closed beta, but it's
closed
been,
betas, it's been on, only certain regions.
Yeah, in Android for a minute. But now we're going over to iOS too. Can we talk about how Apple and Epic had a big fight, and Apple lost Fortnite in the divorce. Epic took Fortnite and left with the car.
Yeah.
And now they're looking for a sexy new girlfriend to hang out with. And they found one in Riot Games.
They really did. And you know what? I bet you it was Riot that slid into the DMs. I don't think it was Apple.
Trying to catch Riot's Apple like, on the rebound?
Yep.
We'll play ball.
Yeah, I guarantee you it was Riot that was like, so, not a bad idea. We heard you and Epic was beefing, eh?
And so, and then you got Apple just being like, we hear that the president is trying to get your company shut down. Well, that too.
Yeah. So,
you
I mean,
my back?
You know, it's a really great idea. Obviously, there's a sect of gamers that feel like mobile gaming is not real video gaming. Shut up. That's not true. It is just as valid. First of all you assholes went out and played Pokemon Go for 2 summers and lost your minds, yeah. Right?
I lost my mind.
It's real I'm video games. So, you know, Wild Rift, I think, will be very successful. I can't wait to play it, to be perfectly honest. And on top of that, you know what's the number one thing they put in that game that I've been asking for in the League of Legends client and they refuse to do it? Is a skins viewer.
Oh.
I can go and look at the model for the character and what each skin looks like.
Yeah.
Right.
It is something that online games have been doing since forever that League of Legends just has not done ever, and they're now doing it with Wild Rift. I'm really excited about that very small, stupid, doesn't affect gameplay at all feature.
Hey, man, what's the fastest growing segment of the gaming industry? Mobile. What's the fastest growing segment of the esports industry? Mobile.
Yeah.
What are you going to do, man? At some point, I'm just old and whining, like, because I don't want to have to learn
old
it.
Old man yells at phone.
Pretty much.
That's basically where we're at. Like, I just don't. I don't want to. It's hard.
Yeah, but
just
you're going to
play on my computer.
You're going to play this. You know that, right?
I mean, probably.
The thing is.
Ain't no probably. You're going to. Callie, I know you. You're going to play this game.
The thing about these types of games, like going from mobile to PC, is I appreciate the ones that have the ability to like transfer stuff. Like,
that's not
transfer
happening.
Maybe not here, but
yeah.
I think moving forward.
Yeah.
With mobile games, if they're going to stop getting that like that weird connotation with them, that's the absolute truth. So I can take because Fortnite does it,
and Teamfight Tactics.
It's not a foreign concept.
No,
it should just be standard. If you don't do it, I feel like you lose out on a lot of people who would be like, well, I don't want to play it because I don't have my whatever.
My favorite skins. That's all it's about.
Skin.
I need to look pretty.
My favorite skin or my best character.
Yeah. Now, I will say this. If they came out and said, hey, in Wild Rift, if you own the skin in the game proper, if we have designed the skin in Wild Rift, you have that skin in Wild Rift when you connect your account, that would be bonkers. I'm in because I've spent too much money on skins.
That's the thing.
All right. And I need to have them everywhere.
Yeah,
it's the same thing for Overwatch. That's part of the reason why I kind of only play on console. I play on PC. I'm better at it on PC because it's just better. But
I don't see why you wouldn't have them transferred over at this point. I mean, everything's just going to run through your Riot account.
Exactly.
Right. That's the thing. Why am I signing up for all these stupid accounts if I can't transfer it?
Right.
Isn't that the point?
That is the point. And lastly, we definitely want to talk a little bit about Prime Day. It's the last day of Prime Day. There's some really cool deals popping off that, you know, I think, you know, some gamers will be interested in.
I just want to say, though, if you're out there and, like, can we all just recognize that Jeff Bezos is an ultra gazillionaire? He doesn't need any more money. He's made plenty of money off of COVID. Maybe let's take a look at some of the local businesses that are literally dying for this.
So check this out.
And maybe if you can, if you have the option to buy something local instead of buying it on Amazon, please do that.
Man, they need to run Prime Day. The market has spoken. Listen, I'm partially joking, but I'm partially serious.
I know.
Right? Small businesses, I understand your margins are very different. I get it. I'm not expecting a 30% markdown on certain stuff.
Amazon sells like a ridiculous amount of their stuff at a loss.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how that works, but they can make it work.
Because they sell so much of it. Right? Ugh. But here's the thing. If you are a mom and pop electronics store and you're selling, you know, some Sony XB900Ns, right? Retail like $349, the headphones, right?
Yep.
Same headphones I got on right now, right? These $250 headphones. So if that's retail and on Prime Day, them boys bust down to $150,
yeah.
I know you can't do that.
No.
I know it. But if you could bust them down to $180, $190, and I could go pick them up today,
yeah.
Do that. Just do it. But anyway, I digress because I don't want to seem like I'm kicking the little guy. But it's the last day of Prime Day. There's a bunch of really interesting gaming deals going on for games and peripherals. One of the coolest ones is that you're going to get $20 off of Fire Emblem Three Houses if you're one of the few people
who hasn't picked it up yet.
Not played it yet. That is a great game that you can go and check out. Here's the big one. Breath of the Wild is $40 on Amazon. Do you realize Nintendo never, ever, 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 ever puts their games on sale?
I've never heard of Nintendo running a real sale.
Right.
They'll be we've got
15% off.
We've got Super Mario Odyssey on sale today. You can pick it up for $57.99. Oh, $2 off. Holy crap.
Shut up, Nintendo. I hate that.
Or they'll be like, we've got 80 games on sale today. Oh, cool. I can pick up a game that's normally $3.99 for $1.99.
Yeah, or I can go pick up the Professor Layton collection that I played 20 years ago or whatever.
To be
whatever.
Fair, I did get the Phoenix Wright collection that way.
Well, I mean, the Phoenix Wright collection is amazing.
It's pretty great.
But there's a ton of Razer peripherals that are on sale. The Mamba, that mouse is on sale.
Hey,
bust down $30.
Can we talk about some peripherals for a second here?
Oh, yeah.
Because I feel like gamers are, they get very attached to their peripherals.
They get set in their ways.
Set in their ways. And I've never had a peripheral I've truly loved, except for I had my first like Chroma keyboard.
Really?
Like where you could like program the lights and everything. I loved that thing. But I've never really had I've never had a headset or a mouse where I was just like, yes, this is amazing.
Really?
No, I've never had that happen.
I have one, and that is I've gotten real attached to my SteelSeries headset. They're really comfortable. They're not like leathery, which I don't like that leather. They're more of like a soft fabric that breathes.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been real attached to that. I'm actually going to upgrade to the wireless soon, so I'm stoked about that.
See, I am to the point now where I have some HyperX Cloud 2s that I love. They're amazing. I thought they would be the best headphones I ever used until I bought these.
Yeah.
And these are the best headphones I ever had in my life. And I pointed to them like people are going to be able to see on the podcast. But the XB900Ns, I love these headphones. They're probably my favorite peripheral. And a oldie but a goodie, the Logitech G602. This chonker of a mouse right here
it's a gamer favorite.
It is my beloved, okay?
I've always liked the Logitech mouses, but I've never had one again where I was just like,
this is it.
This is it.
Is it? Here's the thing. Is it perfect? No. But it does everything I need it to do, and it does it well.
Yeah.
And for the most part, it's comfortable. So, like, that's the thing. I've tried Razer mouses, and the thing about it is that they feel almost too accurate. if that makes any sense.
I know what you're getting.
Like the DPI is like through the roof, and so like if I sneeze, the mouse is now flown into the neighbor's house.
It's well, like 1900 like, DPI, the and you're like, what the hell?
The things about that is like that's really for people who like the exact control of their mouse. Where I feel like Logitech's base standard, click, click, click. Okay, that's good DPI, done.
Well, and I feel like, okay, you have the Razer Naga, right, which is their MMO mouse, but it has what, like keyboard keys on the side of it, and that feels so stupid to me.
No, you can't do it.
I don't want keyboard keys, but the G602 has these little kind of almost like flaps. Like trigger flaps.
Instead of it being buttons?
Instead, I mean, they are buttons.
Yeah, but they feel different.
Okay, but like the thing is, I could flick it. I don't have to press it. I flick it.
Yeah.
That's the right? I've never used like buttons on the mouse for anything
really
before.
Either.
I don't use them for anything.
Because you're psychopaths.
My best, like my favorite mouse that I think that I've ever used was like a Microsoft Laser mouse that had a scroll wheel on it. Because that's all I needed. And I'm like, I'm so basic.
So wait, you guys both play MMOs, and you mean to tell me you have never mapped moves?
I press the buttons.
Oh, what? Stop. What?
I play on the controller.
Ew!
I don't do that. I don't do that.
In an MMO? Are you serious?
I play on my Xbox One controller. Now, in 11, I played on keyboard.
Well, you had no choice.
Because
that was just life.
And yet everyone says for 11 that everyone you should play on the PS2 controller. That was the best way to play.
No!
And I thought they're fucking insane.
No!
I couldn't do it. So, no. On 14, though, I play on my Xbox One controller. I can't play keyboard and mouse.
I'll put it this way. I'm talking mess. I can do both on Final Fantasy 14.
Yeah.
But if I'm like in a raid and I'm like, I need precision, I'm on mouse and keyboard.
See, that's what's interesting is like I had someone in my free company who may have been using a software that could let me know where my DPS is better. My DPS is so much better on controller than it is on
keyboard. Well, there's muscle
mouse.
Memory involved.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah. But this one, I mean,
and
I got my...
Chili Peppers got it, the double cross hot bar.
Oh, I got the double cross. Listen, ooh. I got all of it. Now, if I'm playing for a long time, double cross hot bar with the controller, we good.
Oh, yeah.
But... like I said, if I'm in like extreme raid or something, I'm going mouse and keyboard. My DPS is better, and like I map my to my side buttons. Here is where I map my rotation, my main rotation, so I never take the fingers off WASD.
Ah, okay.
So you know, just a little tidbit there.
That's too much.
Just a little tidbit there. If you want to figure out how to be better, how to get good at 14, if you got to run eating extreme.
There we go. I've been thinking about it. I'm thinking about going extreme again. I don't know.
Just do it. Just do it.
It's like, but if I do it, it's going to be pug because I don't want like dedicated raid times ever again in my life.
Oh, no, we're
That's
not
never
doing that.
Something
I'll
I want to see
it.
Again.
It's not hard enough to have a day.
Is it easier than like Alexander was?
Yeah.
Okay, then I can probably pug.
Alexander, there's nothing in the game that's hard. But anyway, that's going to be enough for that. We're going to be right back where we're talking about the Monster Hunter trailer and... Oh, that's all I got to say about it. Stick around. We got more coming up for Checkpoint Daily.
Step into the secret lair of the great Landis and Professor Awesome on The Other Identity. Join on the adventure of a lifetime as Robbie Landis and former editorial director of digital content at Marvel, Ben Morris, team up to defeat the evils of bad comic book opinions. We've added a new voice to the line in Kevin Kelly as The Opinion. We also break down the newest issues of heroes like the Hulk or Captain Marvel. Discover a whole new layer to the world of superheroes and comics on The Other Identity. Download at CheckpointXP.com or download from Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your podcasts.
Hey everybody, welcome to Checkpoint Daily. Norris Howard here alongside Chad Callahan and Callie Sloan. If you haven't already, make sure you guys subscribe to this podcast feed where you can get all of the latest in gaming and esports news every day, all the time, 7 days a week, maybe even sometimes on holidays, but we make no guarantees. Anyway, so in the wide world of video games, every now and then, somebody has the inclination to make a movie.
I really wish they'd stop it, too.
Yeah. And so the latest in this long line of disappointments is Monster Hunter the movie. We know that Monster Hunter is having a revival of sorts. Monster Hunter World, the video game, is great.
All right, can I ask?
Yeah.
Having missed the Monster Hunter craze.
Yeah.
The only one I ever played was the one on the first one, I think, on the PSP, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What is the story of Monster Hunter that they are going to adapt?
Here you go. We are people. We are on an island.
And there are big monsters.
There are big monsters on it.
We must hunt.
We must hunt.
Okay.
That's all you need to know.
Compelling.
Yes, it is.
I mean...
For a video game.
If you got to think about it. It baselines gameplay, done. You know what you're expecting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's great for a video game.
Yeah.
It's a stellar video game.
Well,
premise.
You know, Monster Hunter World in particular is a colonizer story, which I felt a little...
Well, at least it wasn't colonizing with people.
There's an indigenous people on that island.
Oh.
I guess there is. But it's
the
not,
little mini people?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly. Yeah, you're the colonizer. Anyway, but with that said, we took a look at the Monster Hunter trailer, which came out today, and I don't know what this movie's about.
I like how it doesn't feel like a Monster Hunter game.
It's not a Monster Hunter game. You know what this is? This is just an action movie that Monster Hunter just put some monsters in.
They just took the name and gave her a giant flashy sword.
Yeah, and listen, let me just say this, okay? And I'm gonna just go out here. Anytime your game movie is taking beat for beat the plot of Mario Brothers, that's bad. That's bad.
So, and like, I don't want to say that a movie about big monsters that people fight, like, can't work. I liked Rampage well enough because it was a movie about three big monsters destroying a city. That's what Rampage is, and that's what the movie was.
Luckily, there's no storyline really to Rampage other than the baseline, like, right. Mutated monster.
That's we it. Just made the point that there's no real story to Monster
right.
Hunter.
Well, there
so
is.
So this should be easy.
Well, I guess that's true. Like, Monster Hunter, it could have just been set in the time period and yeah. The people that it should have been.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Why is it the army?
Why are they being taken
because,
to this world? That doesn't happen.
Because the normies... can't stand seeing a bunch of brown people, right? They have to have some sort of American context. They couldn't just take, right? So just here's the setting for those who have not seen the trailer, is that you have some U.S. Army folks riding through the desert for some godforsaken reason, and they approach these runes. Lightning strikes the runes. They are teleported to a mysterious land where there are monsters. Okay.
Hey, wait a minute. I saw this TV show. It's called Land of the Lost.
That's exactly what it is.
I saw this TV yes, show. I grew up watching it.
Sure is. Same thing.
That show sucked.
It did. and, you know, so you have that point of it. Tony Jaa, action hero Tony Jaa, Thailand Muay Thai master, one of the most talented martial artists this world has ever known, is... for lack of a better term, playing one of the indigenous people to this land.
Okay.
And here's the thing. If you would have just took out the whole American angle and put Tony
exactly.
Jaa in this movie, made him
the
star as the hero, and had that be the movie, nobody would be talking about how stupid this is.
Yeah, how come? I just want to see a guy with a really unreasonably large hammer hit a dinosaur.
Exactly. But we got Mila Jovovich, who's in it because Paul W.S. Anderson is married to her, and, you know.
She has to be in every one of his movies.
She has to be in all of his movies.
Now, don't get
fine.
Me wrong. That's not hate on Mila Jovovich. She's amazing.
Right.
Yeah.
I think that's not the problem with
no.
the movie.
I'm going to tell High you five. The problem I have with it, T.I. Why is T.I. in this movie? I am confused. I don't understand.
Why not? At this point, why not? What else? Out of everything on that trailer, that's what you got upset about?
Because I'm confused. I don't know why he's there.
Why?
He knows why he's there, to be fair.
He's like, I don't know. I just signed up for this movie, Monster Hunter.
The check cleared. That's
yeah.
why.
Yeah, okay. I guess you're right.
Here's my true and one
Yes,
problem.
Let us go through the issues we have with this.
Oh,
where are the palicos?
Ooh.
Where are my cats?
Where are the palicos?
Why is there not a single cat? Not even a reference to a cat. Not even a cat just walking by.
I agree
Where
with you,
Where are the palicos?
If there's no palicos in this movie, they have a huge missed opportunity.
They really, truly emphasize it in World 2,
yeah.
which is like such a big thing. And then they're going to come out with a movie, and I don't have a cute sidekick cat character.
Sidekick cat character.
Wow. That's it, right?
That's
I don't
hard
know.
To say.
Yeah, it's hard to say. But I have a tidbit that came out about that.
Oh.
About
oh.
the Palkos. Apparently, Mila Jovovich's character has a playful flirtation with the super buff chef cat.
Okay, I might watch it. I'm in. I'm in. I'll watch
the
it.
The furries are going to love this.
You yeah. know what? I'm not a furry, but hilarious.
That
I've never heard, by the way, Chad get that animated over anything in the now year and a half.
You take
that
away
known.
My adorable characters from things.
Yeah.
I will.
That's what it takes.
Release hellfire upon the world. That's I'm all just, it takes.
I'm Callie, what issues do you have with this movie outside of the obvious?
I mean, so. Like, the monsters look okay. They're fine. I'm sure.
It's the best part. Toho looks like they're
designing working on it. Yeah, and they're designing them. I'm sure they'll be great. My biggest problem with that is I hate video game movies that are about going to a video game world to take place, with the exception of Jumanji, where that's the whole premise.
That's the premise,
of,
yeah.
Like, what Jumanji was even then. The last time it was board games coming to our world. Now it's a video game world. Okay, yeah. Whatever. I think it is, like, so... played the idea of going to the mystical video game world and having and you know fish out of water story and stuff like that. Like we've been seeing that story since Narnia.
Yeah,
I think we're yeah. good.
No, and I agree. And like I don't understand why you can't just say, well, first of all, it's cheaper. See, that's what it was. They used the American sort of props and stuff because the studio already has them, so they're like just use those.
Yeah,
and because it would honestly take more to fully build and flesh out this world. That is a much grander vision.
Okay.
Right? So I almost get that from a sort of, you know, money standpoint.
I can't agree with that because I've seen Hulu shows that have like these grandiose like sets and things like that that, you know, don't like I never heard of and I'm like, "Wow, this has a like great cast. Yeah. It has a great set. Mm-hmm. It has great costumes." But Monster Hunter with Mila Jovovich, which, you
well,
know, you already
thing,
know it, that's a big seller and it's going to be a big blockbuster because there's not a lot of coming out anytime soon,
right.
Let's be honest.
True.
They don't have the ability to come out with something nice, well, like get something going. No, that's
the thing, though. Like, I think Norse is kind of right. One thing about using this alternate weird world is it's cheap. You know what's expensive? Filming in cities.
Yep.
Well, even
that's
still,
expensive.
Okay, fine. You take it. You take the city part out because a lot of Monster Hunter World is in a jungle.
Yeah, but even to build the sets is more expensive.
It doesn't have to
is.
Be super crazy big. I think the thing about Monster Hunter World is like you are colonizing, but you're building. So like it only has to be half built.
Someone gave Paul W.S. Anderson $60 million to make this movie.
See, straight up, think about that though. That is. A fraction
of what, yeah, that's
of
fair.
What,
it's
like
small.
A big, what,
a
like,
blockbuster,
a
is,
blockbuster,
which is now
is.
I think 300 million
exactly
production. Yeah,
but so, I still think they could have done
that's
more.
A shoestring budget.
Tencent Pictures,
yeah, Tencent.
Tencent
owns
a movie studio now.
Tencent been owned a movie
oh,
studio.
Oh man,
you're bugging. Tencent
they own
owns
everything.
Everything.
Oh, and Constantine Films in this.
Yeah, exactly. Red Hot Chili Pepper on our in our chat over at twitch.tv/checkpointxp says, "Is it weird that I hope that they do a Godzilla Easter egg?"
I hope so.
Zora Magdaros is basically Godzilla. There's already a monster that's basically
that's
Godzilla,
fair, that's fair.
Which is my second biggest problem with this film. Which is, if you're going to do a Monster Hunter movie, don't just do the easy, basic ones to do. Don't just do Diablos. Don't just do Rathalos or Anjanath. Those are easy.
Yeah.
Those are
it's
super
a dinosaur
easy.
With armor.
It's a yeah. dinosaur with armor or a dinosaur with wings or a dinosaur that comes out of the ground. Don't do that. I want to see you do a Pookie Pookie. Or I want to see you do... what's the or Odogaron that's basically like a dog with scales. I want you to do a Kirin, which is a unicorn that has electricity pops
yeah.
off from anywhere.
I'm just gonna be mad if this is Dances with Wolves again.
Yeah,
again.
Like,
yeah,
because I had to see Dances with Wolves, and it was good. It was actually an all time classic.
And then you saw Pocahontas,
and then I saw Pocahontas, which was also Dances with Wolves.
Yeah,
and then I saw Avatar,
which is
also Dances with Wolves.
Yeah.
And then I saw six other movies that were also Dances with Wolves. And I have a really sneaking suspicion now that I know that Ron Perlman's in this as the Admiral, that this movie is also going to be Dances with Wolves. And I'm going to be very mad.
Mm. Yeah. No, it is. And, you know, it's I am also remiss because after all that, I still kind of want to go see it.
You know what? At the end of the day, like
Mila Jovovich, if for no other reason, Oh, that's why she's getting put in the movies.
Yeah. Well, also right, Megan. Right, Paul, also, you know also Megan Good is in it, and I've had a crush on Megan Good since I was like 14.
If anything, this is just one of those situations where they're really heavily emphasizing a strong female lead, and I appreciate that.
Yeah,
that's about all I can say about it. I'll probably watch it for that alone. I mean, they over-sexualized, but I don't feel like they did in this one. At least I didn't.
It doesn't seem very sexualized.
No, I mean, like she's in military garb, and then like obviously in armor, and then at the very end she was, you know, tattered clothes, but like everyone is, so it's not like it's sexualized.
Yeah,
it's not like she's wearing like armor. No, yeah. She's got her midriff out.
She's wearing full pants with boots. She's not wearing like the hot pants that you would expect.
Laura Crofting.
Well,
it
it's because she can just is all here the eyes, man.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing with her. So,
yeah, she can kill you with a look.
Yeah, you really kind of don't need to do too much of the sexualizing when it comes to her. But listen, this movie's going to suck off the rip.
You know what, though? I don't usually like to give movies like the popcorn movie credit because I think that like that encourages lazy filmmaking.
Yeah.
This is going to be a great popcorn movie.
It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be a great movie to just get a huge tub of popcorn and a big drink and just sit down and stuff your face while you watch it.
And you'll leave and you'll be like, all right.
You'll leave.
See, yeah,
leave. You'll forget about it the next day. Yeah. You know what it's going to be like when I went and saw Power Rangers, the new Power Rangers movie that was like, what, 2016, something like that?
Yeah, I don't remember.
My brother and I went and saw it, and we sat there, and we ate popcorn, and we left and went, all right.
See,
pretty decent,
and we never
thought about it again.
Everybody I know that saw it said it was so amazing.
Power Rangers? I didn't watch the new Power Rangers.
I mean, I enjoyed it. Like, again, as much as I think you can enjoy a Power Rangers movie at 27 years old.
It could not have been better than the original Power Rangers movie.
Was it? Well, it was not better than Ivan Ooze, no.
Which
was,
is great.
The
original Power Rangers movie is an unmitigated classic.
But here's another comparison, and I don't know why. And it goes back to the fact of normal people going into this new world, and that's just old and played. It reminds me of why the Detective Pikachu was actually pretty good. Is it because it was set in this world that already exists?
It was set in the world of Pokemon.
Pokemon were a inextricable part of that world.
Yeah, they lived their lives through these Pokemon. Like they worked together, they lived together, and then the weird twist is that he could hear a Pokemon. That was clever.
And this is the thing, right? So that device, that narrative device, is used to introduce an audience to your world because you don't want to have to stop and pull over, like start the movie with like a block of text that just says, here's the rules of the world where this takes place.
Or like someone
You use the fish out of water story to bring the audience into your world because it's way harder to do in a movie than it is a book. With Pokemon, they just said, no, the required reading is that you know anything about Pokemon.
Any Pokemon.
You have to know something before you watch it.
Kelly. Your favorite movies are Star Wars, which literally every episode begins with a long block of text.
That said, I would rather get a long block of text than a transportation sequence through a tunnel. Like, here.
Okay, that's fair.
Let's talk about Star Wars. What do you prefer? The long block of text, or it starts off in this radio station and someone gets sucked through a wormhole into the world of Star Wars.
Okay, you got me.
Yeah. I'll take the block of text.
Listen, and, you know, we get back to the directorial straight-up mantra, show, don't tell, flat out.
Whenever you can.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think that it was a ton of missed opportunities. It would have been way cooler if just the monsters came through a portal into modern day and we found out the only thing that could kill them is the bones of the monsters themselves.
Yeah, they're like, only weak to their own kind.
Yeah, that would have made perfect sense.
Like for a while they are destroying everything and then someone finds the corpse of one that was killed by another one and go, wait a minute, they're weak to their own bones for whatever reason. I don't know.
There you go.
And boom, Monster Hunter.
Significantly less stupid than shooting one singular squad of Americans through a portal that somehow will change the entire destiny of this land by themselves.
Like, I can understand if like they had all their weapons still worked. That would, if like that didn't exist in this world, that would be...
First of all, they're OP now.
That's super OP. But the fact that their weapons don't work and then these just random people are going through, sure, they're military, but they're not like I don't know, some crazy.
Yeah, they're not super soldiers.
Yeah, they're super soldiers going in there. So it's like, seems a little weird. Like they're going to go up against a bunch of people who actually know how to live in this world.
Yeah.
And they're going to win?
Yeah.
America.
Anyway, enjoy Dances with Wolves.
Yeah, so have a blast with that. But here's a question I want to know from the audience. And Chad, let's put this out to social media. I want to know, what monster from Monster Hunter would you like to see the most in this film? Did you see it in the trailer already? If you didn't, let us know. I want to see the Beetlejuice. I want to see the giant winged lion dragon hybrid that has bombs coming off of it. That's the one I want to see.
Sounds terrifying.
So it's great. But yeah, we want to hear which monsters that you want to see in this film, or do you not want to see this film and wish it was cast into a pit of hell? But with that said, that's our show for today. Hope you enjoyed it. We will be right back here tomorrow with more Checkpoint Daily for Chad Callahan and Callie Sloan. I am your host, Norris Howard. Have a great day.